Welcome to another edition of the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, our own Jesslyn Eisenman talks with officers with Seeger FFA, President Connor Winder, and reporter Kelsey Johnson. Connor, Kelsey, and Jesslyn get together next on our Farm Forward podcast from Seeger, right after a word from our sponsor, Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment.
Hi, this is Aaron Kay with IGSE, your local GSI grain systems dealer. If you are thinking about upgrading or building a new grain system, we are here to help. With our experienced sales staff, 3D design, and construction capacity, we can build and service any farm facility. From service calls to greenfield sites, we cover it all for our farmers. Call us at 815-457-2979 or visit us online at igse.ag.
Jesslyn Eisenman for WITY Radio, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here at Seeger Memorial High School. I'm with the FFA chapter president and reporter Connor and Kelsey.
Hi, my name is Connor. I got into FFA around my seventh grade year. We had a call out and it just seemed really cool where I could just get to know a different group of kids I really didn't grow up around. I didn't grow up on a farm. I mean, my family had one, but I didn't really grow up on one. I grew up more in the city, and then I kind of got more into agriculture. And from there, I kind of just ran with it. I started to learn more about livestock and more about the agronomy portions and everything else. And that's actually what I'm going to go into in the future is agricultural education. Some things that I do in FFA are LDEs, so our leadership development events. I have done our quiz bowl and certain demos. So for demos, I do the food science demonstration. And currently this year, I'll be competing in the horticulture sciences demonstration. That I do a demo over our hydroponic systems. And I also throughout the year do research over that.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Johnson. I got into FFA throughout my family, and I've grown up on a farm my whole life. So then when my sisters got to high school and they were in FFA, I just thought it would be really cool for me to also be in FFA. I've grown up around livestock, showing at the county fair every year. This is going to be my ninth year showing this year, cattle and horses both. In FFA, I do the scrapbooks. So I document January to December of our chapter, which is actually last year's officer team, and then this year's officer team starting in May.
So you mentioned that you participate in LDEs. Do you guys participate in CDEs as well? Maybe horse judging or livestock judging or agronomy?
So CDEs are actually a really big role in the classroom this year. In the past, I think that they've definitely been a more not focused on area of FFA, but then this year our ag teachers and the ag department as a whole decided that that would actually be something that every student in an ag class would do. So it's a really great way to help students realize that FFA is not just ag kids, that it's anyone. When we started our CDEs, I remember my ag teacher specifically saying that it can be anything. You do not have to show livestock. You do not have to be an FFA member. You don't have to do anything that would stereotype you as an ag kid. This can be photography, your job, anything of that sort. And I really think it's a good way to help include everyone and not just FFA members.
A couple other CDEs that we have are livestock and crops team, along with our forestry and our soils team. I was on the livestock team for 1 year and unfortunately did not keep going. I actually found my passion in the crops team. I found more of my interest growing crops, learning how the soils worked for all of that, which is actually some of the stuff that we do within the crops and soils.
Another CDE that I have competed in is the livestock skillathon team, which is actually one that you get quizzed on all areas of livestock. And that's a really great one for anyone interested in learning more about livestock. We go over cuts of meat, equipment used, livestock breeds, all of the things. And it's a really great way to gain more knowledge about the industry.
So how do you prepare yourself and your teams for competing at these CDEs?
To prepare myself along with my team for the CDEs, we would months in advance continuously going over certain crop seeds, certain soil types, just getting to know these different crops and how they grow in different environments. That's really important as well. Just understanding the plant and researching and talking to each other about it really helped, especially just like a lot of research and writing.
For my CDE of the Livestock Skillathon team, we started practicing and studying months in advance, looking at different cuts of meat and things that you have to memorize. We would look at different equipment and study what it was used for. Another part of the competition was also examining medicine labels, and we would talk about what certain things on the label meant, and then identifying different species and how you could do that, what was a main recognition of the species, things like that.
So Kelsey, you mentioned that FFA is not just for farm folks, but it's for anyone. If you live in the city or wherever, FFA is for everyone. So how do you two, as the chapter president and reporter, get incoming freshmen, or maybe if you have like an FFA in rural school, like how to get people in FFA that aren't necessarily on the farm and get them to be an officer?
So I think a really easy way that we reach people is through the ag classroom. I know that one of my good friends became an officer just because she really enjoyed her ag teacher. On top of this, we have our FFA week coming up, and our bags tournament is a huge eye catcher of all the students. Even if you're not in FFA, it's something that people want to be involved with, whether it's to get out of homeroom or just to have some fun. FFA week as a whole grabs a lot of attention from people. And then telling people about our LDEs. So when you get into demonstrations, there's things as random as setting a table. And I think that's just another thing that shows students it can really be anything.
Another way that we reach a lot of our students that might not be in the ag classroom is through our social media pages. Kelsey runs our Instagram, Seeger_FFA, and she also runs our Facebook pages. So those are really cool, and she does an amazing job at those. Also, just throughout the hallways, we really try to bring light to FFA and just let people know that you can do many things. Like Kelsey said, just everything, honestly. Like, we do things from business to foods to not just animals. Also, every time that we have a meeting during the month, that Wednesday, we wear our FFA officer shirts so that each say our role, so our president, our reporter, our VP. Just let people know that, oh, we have a meeting tonight. Let's attend. So that's a good way that we do that.
Yes, FFA should be fun, and it is fun, so we need to spread the fun onto the newcomers. All right, so you mentioned FFA week. FFA week is literally coming up. So what do you guys do to prepare? Do you guys have dress-up days? Do you guys do like a big brunch? I know like the dress-up days, I think, is like what everyone looks forward to, but what do you guys do?
So, yes, FFA week is coming up. We just had our officer meeting last week about it. At that meeting, we kind of planned our dress-up days, when we're going to have our luncheons. We actually have a couple of the things, as mentioned earlier, our bags tournament and our chili cook-off. We have events like that throughout the day. Throughout the week, we also have our emblem checks, so people can go around the school and pick an emblem, and then we give them a free FFA shirt, essentially.
Cool. Adding on to that, at our officer meeting, I think we were all very excited. It was our longest officer meeting yet. We went 30 minutes over time. It was a very fun time planning FFA week. My personal favorite dress-up day is Zoom day. It's business on top, casual on bottom. So you can definitely catch me dressing up for that one.
So how will being an FFA shape you to better yourself in your future careers and endeavors?
So FFA as a whole is truly about leadership at its core, specifically LDEs and public speaking. It just really gets you out there. It helps you create a community. I know people that we've seen at our annual auction in the past, they know our names. They know who we are because they've seen us there. And being at the auction, hundreds of people go through, and it just prepares you for anything, any question that they ask. These people aren't here to wait around and hear your long thought out answer. You've got a couple minutes to tell them who you are and tell them what you're about. So it really helps you think on the fly and helps you be professional on a whole nother level, any level that any high school student is not on if they're not competing in FFA.
Tacking on to that, in my personal experience, I would say when I joined FFA, I was not big on speaking in front of people, especially a whole room like what we have during our meetings. I'd also say like organization with planning and everything, that was a little rough whenever I joined. But as I went through FFA and just being part of the team, communicating with people, it really helped my organization skills and planning. And I'd say my speaking skills as well. Also, through the LDE events, those really help you with all of that as well.
I almost forgot the time management skills that FFA gives you. That is absolutely so important. And before FFA, you know, it's something that as a high school student, I can get by with maybe having a late paper now and then. But in FFA, it's really important that you set due dates and that you manage your time well. If I get into tennis season here in a few months and I've not prioritized my LDE enough, then I'd say that LDE is not going to be competed because it won't be done. So it's really important that I set aside time, aside from working on my homework, aside from spending that time with my family, I prioritize all those things, but that I also have time to start in the scrapbook and make sure that it's not getting done the night before the competition.
Another thing to add is with what Kelsey said earlier, FFA really connects you to big businesses and bigger careers in the future. We have a couple, Huebner Industries and a couple people from the Farm Bureau. We actually communicate with a lot of them and they actually can connect you to careers in the future if you'd like to go into something like that. When we travel to national convention, you can connect with a lot of businesses through that as well. I know that I've already connected through a couple and I think that's something I'm going to go into.
So talking back about FFA week, what other upcoming events do you have? Plant sales, auctions, fundraisers, etc.
So here, probably in April, our horticulture class will be cuttings of plants that we'll sell in our FFA plant sale. We're going to have hanging baskets and other flowers that people can plant at their homes. It's a really great time, and we'll be selling Saturday and Sunday for the plant sale. We encourage you to come and check it out.
Yes, they've been working extremely hard on those plants that really a lot of people enjoy. I remember last year hearing about it from the community, just how beautiful the plants really were and how hard that class really worked. And it was really cool to hear that our chapter had a big part of that. The dates for those are April 25th and 26th. In April as well, we typically have our FFA auction. This is a really, really big part of Seeger FFA. We have members coming out throughout the week that just have hands-on. The community from Fountain County, Warren County, and sometimes Benton County, they all come together and drop off some old stuff that we have. We used to have old tractors, some other farm equipment come in. It's a consignment auction. So you'll sign with the chapter and we will communicate with Steph on that. Typically we have it in late April, but unfortunately we are not able to have it this year due to unforeseen circumstances.
So for our Feed the Farmers in September, we put together goodie bags and care packages for our local farmers. So we have members bring in snacks, literally anything you can think of. Little Debbies are especially loved by the farmers. And throughout the weeks before that meeting, we have our members bring those in. And then at our September meeting, we pack up these boxes and then our officers will take them to places like Berkey's, Huebner, and other local farms.
This is not a total fundraiser that we have, but a lot of people do donate money during this time. During one of our homecoming football games, we actually have something called our homecoming tailgate. We cook up hamburgers, some hot dogs, some brats, chips, and some drinks, and some families just can come out and enjoy the FFA spirit and school spirit. We all watch a football game together. We all enjoy each other's time, and a lot of people tend to donate some money during that time as well, just to keep the chapter going. Another organization we have here at Seeger is our National Honor Society and our SGA. Kelsey and I are both NHS members. I am the NHS reporter, and a lot of our FFA members here at Seeger are part of the NHS. They are very, very big contributors to our school community. They have fundraisers throughout the year, one of which is our chip and cookie sale, where students can go to any NHS member or SGA member that has a cookie bag or a chip bag, and just for a dollar, you can just have one throughout the day. We also have our candy cane sale in the winter, just to spice some things up a bit.
On top of fundraisers, NHS also helps with a lot of core things that go on here at Seeger. Our Veterans Day program is pretty much completely ran by NHS members. We greet the veterans, we seat them and their families. And on top of that, the homecoming dance every year, we help get set up for that. And then our school semi-formal, we actually all pitch in and stay after the dance to help clean up.
Yeah, so it's good to be involved, not just in one specific organization like FFA or NHS, but to be involved in many. So talking about the whole high school per se, how many FFA members do you think you have compared to the size of your high school?
As much as I would love to say that we have 100+ members, I think every chapter would love to see it that way. Every year at our annual kickoff meeting, we have anywhere from 50 to 70 people come and check out FFA. Throughout the year, our numbers fluctuate, definitely in the wintertime with people invested in their basketball teams. Basketball is really big around here. We definitely lack people showing up to meetings. This year, we made a collective decision in January to specify the meeting on members that were interested in competing LDEs, giving them things to study, specific due dates, check-in papers where they'll have to get signed off that they are progressing on their LDE, things like that. And we hope to see a lot of our members back as basketball is coming to an end. So hopefully in March, we can have another big meeting.
In May, to finish off our FFA season, we have our annual FFA banquet. This is a really, really big part of FFA. This is where we highlight each student's skills that they've learned throughout the year, anything that they've competed in. So our LDEs and our CDEs. We highlight our officers for their work during the year, and then we put in our new officers. We also just celebrate with different families. So we have a meal before, and the families can come in, we can eat, we can just relax as a family, just knowing that we had an accomplished year and just getting to know each other more.
And also with banquet, it's a great opportunity for our officers to show off some of those public speaking skills that they've gained throughout the year. By our September meeting, we are asked to have our opening ceremony lines memorized. So with absolutely no notes, no lines in front of us, we have to say our opening ceremony lines in front of a crowd. I personally love this part. I think it's a great opportunity to show off a little bit and be proud of what we've done throughout this year. Another thing that I love about banquet is that it highlights absolutely every member, even those that don't compete and just see FFA as a fun club. Even something to simply add onto their resume. We highlight all of them. Everybody leaves with a certificate and with a full stomach because the meal is amazing every year.
So what would you, Connor, tell the incoming president for next year? What would you give them as advice or words of wisdom to be the perfect president like you are this year?
Some words of advice that I would give the new incoming president is just go out with the year having fun. It's nice to have a plan and organized and everything, but really the best moments and the best times come from when you don't have anything planned, when things are off the whim and you just get to have fun with your chapter. I'd say just be adventurous, get to know your members, really just sit down with them. If you've never really just sat down at one of the tables here in the meeting room and just had a conversation, just say, hey, how's your day going? I think that's a really good thing. I know that sometimes people will just kind of separate themselves because they have a lot going on, but I like to get in the middle of the crowd, just getting to know who I'm their president for. I would say a good thing for the new president to know is just trust your officer team too. Your officer team is one of your biggest assets, and it's really nice to kind of just have that shoulder to lean on when you have time. Currently, I am a senior as the president, but we also have our senior interviews and a bunch of other things that we have to get done as seniors. We have to complete our college core classes through Ivy Tech to gain our associate's degree. We have to get ready for graduation. We have to sign off all these papers for colleges. So that can just be a lot. And just having your other officer team, such as Kelsey and then our VP and a lot of our other officers, is really nice to kind of just fall back on and communicate with them. If I need help on AET or if I need help on an agenda, it's really nice to have them there to pick up the slack where I can't.
So Kelsey, you are a junior this year and you are the reporter. So what officer position do you want next year for your senior year, and how will you strive to make that decision?
So yes, I am the reporter right now and I love my job very much. I love social media. I love posting on my own account. I love posting on the FFA account. It's just a really fun job in general. Next year, I would love to see myself in the position of president or vice president, either one. Leading our chapter has definitely been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Seeing my older sister, Allie Johnson, be the president 2 years ago, and then my other sisters being heavily involved in FFA. It's just been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I'm very talkative. I love reaching out. So I just think that I could do a very good job as the president if I were given the chance. And I would love to see that happen for me. But I also know, as much as that would be awesome, I know that we are an even team and everybody puts in just as much work as the president. We are here to help each other and to add on to this chapter in any way that we can. So whether I'm the president or I'm the sentinel, literally any officer member that I could be, I plan to help the FFA chapter however I can.
Very nice. Well, good luck. Thank you to the both of you. This was a pleasure. I'm here at Seeger Memorial High School here in Warren County with President Connor and reporter Kelsey here at the Seeger FFA chapter. This is Jesselyn Eisenman for WITY Radio.
Thanks, Jesselyn. For more episodes of the Farm Forward podcast, go to WITYradio.com, click on the Farm Forward button, or click Farm Forward in our Farm drop-down menu. For the Farm Forward podcast, I'm Chad Baker.